Let's talk a little bit about 0221. Can you talk about the background for that study and where things are with it right now?
The SWOG SO221 trial is an adjuvant trial for what we're calling higher risk patients, generally node positive, but you could be node negative and have a higher than average risk as well. It's a 2x2 design asking what's the best way to give an anthracycline combination and what's the best way to give a taxane. And it's really modeled after the CALGB dose dense experience. So the standard arm in both the AC and the T, where T is paclitaxel questions, is an every 2 week AC or an every 2 week paclitaxel. The experimental arm is a metronomic dosing schedule that was really piloted in Seattle and then through SWOG, where the anthracycline is given in a smaller dose weekly. The cyclophosphamide is given continuously, orally, daily. And then in the taxane section, the taxane is given weekly. So it's AC dose dense versus AC metronomic as one question, and paclitaxel every 2 weeks at the 175 dose versus paclitaxel weekly at the 80 dose. And we're really interested in whether there is potential with this metronomic, lower doses, more continuously kind of dosing to have an even greater impact, maybe not solely on the tumor cells, but also on the angiogenic properties of the tumor environment. We did a locally advanced neoadjuvant trial as a phase 2, SWOG 9625, and people got comfortable with the dosing. We then just completed the SWOG 0012 trial that Georgiana Ellis presented at ASCO this past year. It compared Q3 weekly dosing of AC with the metronomic dosing in T3, T4, locally advanced and inflammatory patients, and showed a significant improvement in pathologic complete response. All of the arms got the anthracycline in either the Q3 or metronomic way, and then everybody got paclitaxel. And PCR at the time of surgery in these locally advanced and inflammatory patients was approximately on the order of about 31% versus 17 or 18%, and the p-value met significance there. So we were quite pleased. The toxicity did not look terribly different in terms of a strong negativity for metronomic, and at least pathologic complete response looked quite favorable.